In the 1930s, just before World War II, a woman by the name of Fania Lawando ran a popular restaurant in the town of Vilna, Lithuania. It not only served unusual food, vegetarian, kosher, it served as a salon of sorts for artists and intellectuals, including Marc Chagall. Fania wrote a cookbook based on those recipes. The cookbook would have been lost forever had it not been for Barbara Mazur and Wendy Waxman. They found an original copy of it in a rare book room at the YIVO Institute for Jewish Research. It took 6 years for them to get it published. The book, The Vilna Vegetarian Cookbook, is a peek into the cuisine and spirituality of pre-World War II Jewish life. Contributor Melissa Clark sat down with Barbara Mazur to hear about its unusual author, Fania Lawando.
Barbara, it's so nice to have you here.
Thank you.
So who is Fania Lawando, and how did you find her cookbook?
Fania Lawando was a cooking school teacher, a restaurateur, and a cookbook writer in the 1930s. She lived in Vilna, which was part of Poland at the time. I belong to an organization called YIVO, Institute for Jewish Research, and as part of the book group, I was allowed to go into the rare book room, was shown a few books, one of which was this beautifully illustrated cookbook. I found out that it was written by a woman. She was a vegetarian, way ahead of her time, and I found out about all the other things in her life. But the book was in Yiddish, so we couldn't read it. And I contacted a friend, Wendy Waxman. I made her look at the book, and together we decided we were going to have the book translated, published, and give Fania Lawando a voice for the 21st century. She was way ahead of her time in her thinking.
So being a vegetarian in the 1930s in Eastern Europe was unusual. Was there any kind of burgeoning Jewish vegetarian movement at the time?
Well, there was, because the intelligentsia at that time in Vilna were trying to start a new life. It was about to be a wonderful, wonderful time for them. There were poets, writers, artists, and being a vegetarian at the time was thought to be very forward-thinking. First of all, it was a kindness to animals, and people thought that vegetables were better, and it wasn't necessary to have meat in the diet. Researchers felt if the peasants could eat vegetables because they didn't have money for meat, and they were very healthy, it was a good thing.
And was there other reasons also for the popularity of vegetarian cuisine at the time? I know when I was reading the book, you had mentioned something about kosher butchering being unavailable.
Well, for Jewish people, Polish government was outlawing kosher slaughterhouses. And so there wasn't much meat available. And that was Fania Lawando's strength. She took a vegetarian diet and made heads of the households feel that they were doing a good service for their families by serving vegetables. They were not depriving their families. Depriving their families would have been a more common thought at the time. But she didn't believe in that. She thought that it was good reason to be vegetarian and nature's bounty was available for everybody. And so it went.
And so she was very interested in it being good for the body, but also good spiritually. As a good Jew, you could also be a vegetarian, and it all went hand in hand together.
Right. Absolutely. There's no requirement to eat meat, but it was just something that was done for celebrations and for prosperity and for Shabbat. But she changed it around. She wrote that in every family, there are people who have allergies, children with delicate stomachs, and she was very interested in health, sanitation, hygiene, fresh, clean food, and this book is full of recipes.
Yeah, tell us about some of those recipes. The recipes seem very modern, actually. You know, you'd think that a book from the 30s would seem old-fashioned, but they really don't.
No, you know, I've been cooking from this book for, you know, the last few years, and it always amazes me that the salads are so delicious and brightened with some lemon juice and parsley and dill and and a little bit of oil, and suddenly you have something in front of you that's beautiful, and you've just used a cucumber and a tomato. You have this beautiful thing. The same with the root vegetables. She uses them in soup. She uses them in stews and schnitzel. Mm-hmm. I find myself making the schnitzels over and over because it's a quick meal, and mm-hmm. I love the soups. I just made a delicious summer squash soup. I made a delicious beet soup. The beet soup, you just add a drop of sugar at the end, and it's just fabulous. And there's even a pickle soup, which is a surprise. Fania had a restaurant, and it was very popular. All of the poets and artists of Vilna used to come and eat there. Even Marc Chagall ate in her restaurant.
And she was quite an entrepreneur. So she had a restaurant, she had a cooking school.
Cooking school, restaurant, wrote the cookbook, and wrote an 8-page publicity brochure to publicize her cookbook. She was a self-promoter.
Barbara, do you know how she died?
We don't know. In 1941, the Soviets were in Poland, and she and her husband, I'm sure, were trying to escape with many, many other people from Vilna. Nothing was ever heard about them after that, unfortunately.
Thank you so much, Barbara. It was great to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, Melissa. Thank you so much.
That was Barbara Mazur, who along with Wendy Waxman discovered the Vilna Vegetarian Cookbook. Melissa Clark is food columnist at the New York Times and author of Cook This Now. Now you can find Fania's recipe for carrot schnitzel at splendidtable.org.